The overture to Once Upon a Mattress, and that's what will be heard on Friday and Saturday of this week, and then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week in Sandpoint at the Panada Theater in a community presentation. We'll talk a little bit more about it taking a village to put on something with this production that is taking place at the Panada of Once Upon a Mattress, 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday, and then next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'll give those times in a little bit. And most of the folks are still in Sandpoint, but a few of them got together to discuss a bit about the play, including the basic idea of what it's about.
Once Upon a Mattress is a twist on Princess and the Pea. So you have the regular princess and the 20 mattresses and the pea hiding under there. And but really, we tell the true story.
It's got a lot of crazy characters in it.
Yeah.
Very exaggerated.
The light of the play, you say, would be crazy characters, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Crazy.
There's people from all ends of the spectrum.
I'm King Sextimus the Silent, and I was cursed by a witch.
As the saying goes, King Sextimus shall never talk till the mouse devours the hawk.
And so throughout the play, I have to express myself through acting and no vocals whatsoever and pantomimes.
So a few of the folks from Sandpoint talking about that play. One of the members of the cast is here with us today, and that's Devin Fredericks. Good morning, Devin.
Good morning.
And Mimi Fueling, who is kind of behind the scenes trying to make it work and especially to let people know about it. Good morning, Mimi. Here, move close. Decide which mic and move closer to it. Okay, there we go.
Good morning.
And so good morning, Mimi. And let's start with you, Devin. I was kind of interested in your story. You're a hybrid between homeschooled and high school. Talk about your artistic life.
Well, yeah. I started acting when I was a lot younger. I got into it, you know, when I was younger, and I was purely homeschooled, living on a farm and stuff, you know, growing up out of town. And then when I moved into high school, I was like, oh, you know, I kind of want to go to high school and, you know, have that experience. And also I want to go for the acting and the choir and, you know, the vocals and everything. Mm-hmm. And so then I went and did a play last year, Alice in Wonderland, with Growing Dreams Productions. And I was like, hey, I really like these people. And so then I started going to Sandpoint High School part-time every other day, taking acting and choir and then just some other core classes. But just that way I can, you know, have the experience, but I can also have a little bit of the freedom of homeschooling so I can come down and do something like this.
Yeah, so sounds like a nice combination to do that. And Mimi Fueling, who, if we tell the truth, is your mother, I guess. what's your involvement in this whole thing? Why? How did you get drafted into being one of the helpers on this?
Oh, I volunteered. Yeah. I've enjoyed the kids. My kids have both done a lot of musical theater since they were very young, and I've enjoyed supporting them in any way that I can. And I really like Jeannie Hunter, who kind of runs Growing Dreams Productions with John Brownell and a couple other people. I really like how they work and how the kids just get a lot out of it. It's a really nicely put together operation. And so this year I was able to volunteer, and I have a background in marketing and PR, so it was a really nice fit for me. Mm-hmm.
Spend another moment talking about that real basic life choice of where one's going to live and the pros and cons of the gorgeous out in the country nature versus the things one needs from an urban civilization. Because you must have really grappled with that balance, haven't you?
Oh, yes, yes. We live about 12 miles outside of Bonners Ferry, so we live in an absolutely picturesque place. This morning I had a hard time hurrying through my chores on the farm because it was just so pretty. It does mean that it's an hour drive to Sandpoint.
Wow.
Devin's grandma lives in Sandpoint, so we were able to get him into the school system down there. But, you know, it's a nice drive. It's a relaxing drive. So in a way, it's nice because I can unwind
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so as Devin said, you can have both. Well, let's get into that a little bit into this play. Do you happen to know what any of the conversations were about why to choose Once Upon a Mattress?
Actually, I do. Jeannie Hunter really wanted to. This is John Brownell's favorite musical, and okay. Jeannie really wanted to thank him for all the work that he's put in. Both of them put in a tremendous amount of time and energy to put these plays on, and they've got practice every day after school. Different groups of kids practicing, but you know, they just put in so much time and effort. And when you watch them doing their job, which I get to do when I go see the rehearsal, you can just see how much they love to do it. It's just written in every part of their movement and their action. And we are just so blessed to have such talented and giving people.
We should say John Brownell, whose day job is as the choir director at Sandpoint High School. And we've had him here every December. He brings his choir down to sing for us here. You weren't with you were one of those. So you've known that already, Devin. And so he's the person of one of the two people you were talking about. And this interesting play, I think, from 1958, and it was Mary Rogers, so it was the daughter of Richard Rogers who created this play, Once Upon a Mattress. And let's get back to you a little bit more, Devin. It's a retelling of The Princess of the Pea, and you're the jester. Does that completely define you? And why does the play need a jester? And what does this jester give to the play?
Well, my character is a dork. I mean, he's a jester, which is really fun because that's what I am. So it's just really fun to, you know, be the class clown.
No acting here.
Exactly. It's pretty much just being me with a louder voice. He's there because the king is mute, right? And so he's kind of the interpreter. I go around with the king. I'm like the king's best friend. I go around with the king causing trouble and translating for him because he does his pantomimes. And then I'm like, okay, this is what he means, you know, and I tell people what he's getting at. And so I'm kind of like the translator for the king. That's like the reason in the story for me to be there. And then if you look at it from a more like logical standpoint, my character is there because he's just like very energetic, always, you know, just kind of going around causing trouble, you know, just kind of the thing that everyone loves to, you know, see, the character that everyone kind of starts to like connect to because they're like, oh yeah, it's that guy who's, you know, just kind of friendly and runs around and causes trouble and has fun.
Class clown.
Exactly, class clown. Yeah. All the way.
Well, let's put you into your role as the jester, if you can channel that.
All right, sure. I'll do a line that was kind of mentioned before, but it's the only really good line that I can transfer over the radio well. And it's where the king is meeting the Princess Winifred, who is the princess in the pea princess. She's a little different, but anyway, so I come in and I'm talking and I get all dramatic and I'm like, "Alas, madame, the king is mute or he would speak for himself. He is still under a curse cast by a witch long ago, before Prince Dauntless was born. The curse states, King Sextimus shall never talk till the mouse devours the hawk."
The famous line from the jester that really does tell a lot about what is the play and what's going to happen later in the play,
yeah.
Of Once Upon a Mattress, which is opening this Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Panetta Theater in Sandpoint, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock, but also a 2 o'clock matinee on next weekend. Of that, let's go back to you, Mimi, who's one of the, you know, the parents and helpers and cast of community people that make a community effort like this happen. What's the magnitude of the production? I assume it needs sets and costumes and all that stuff.
Oh yes, we have. I think there are 40 kids in the cast. There are about 10 crew members. We have an amazing costuming team headed by Angie Aller and Chris Quayle, and they have created, again, just like Alice in Wonderland last year, superb costumes. Jeannie Hunter is the drama teacher at the high school as well. And she and her stagecraft crew have created an amazing set.
It's just incredible. The set is...
It's really nice. Mm. And we have lots of volunteers from parents. We probably have 30 or so parents that have volunteered a ton of time. And then another 10 or 20 that are, you know, here and there, like bringing snacks to the kids when they have rehearsals that go late, things like that. And hanging up posters around town, selling tickets, all that stuff.
All the stuff it takes to make it happen. And back to you, Devin. Talk about what this does for all you dorks, for the kids doing it, and what kind of community does this create, especially for, you know, kids. Because I assume not everybody's from Sandpoint High School, or are most of them.
Yeah. It creates a really close-knit group. Like, I think pretty much everyone is from Sandpoint High School this year. I mean, it was great for me last year coming into essentially the same group. They were really welcoming, you know, nice people. That's the great thing about theater people, is they're generally just really welcoming and friendly and everything. And this play, it really... It helps us, you know, have something to do, because it's just a lot of fun, and we always feel like, you know, we're doing something with our time. We're creating this play, and sure, it's always a little bit like, oh my gosh, is it going to come together? But then it always doesn't. It's like, wow, this is awesome. And that's how this play has been. It's come together, and I am just blown away by how cool it is. The set is amazing. Costumes are out of this world, like just out of this world. And for the kids, you know, it's just, it's a lot of fun. It's like, it creates a lot of friendships, and you know, you learn things about people that you never knew before, and it's a great learning experience. Like, several of my friends in it, one's the minstrel, one's Sir Studley, they have no experience with musical theater before, and they got these big roles, and they've just done a wonderful job of becoming actors, you know, because before, yeah, they sang in men's choir and everything and had great voices, but it's a whole nother thing to add acting to singing as they learn. And so it's a great learning experience for everyone, as well as a bonding experience.
And you got the T-shirt to prove it.
Oh, yeah. Woohoo, right here.
Devin Fredericks in the role of the jester, and coming down from down, I don't know, I think you're about the same elevation as we are. But anyway, coming from Sandpoint to spend time with us about the opening of this play. It's Friday night at the Penada Theater for 6 performances of Once Upon a Mattress, and Mimi Fueling, who kind of got the whole thing kicked off here. Thanks a lot for both of you coming in.
Sure. Can I say one other
little
thing?
Sure, go ahead.
We have 2 special nights this year. Mm-hmm. We have on Thursday the 16th, we have student night. So if any student wants to come, they just need to show their ID to prove that they're under 18, or an ASB card will work, and they get in for $12 instead of $15. Mm-hmm. We also have on Saturday at the matinee a family discount show, where all children under 12 and under are $10 instead of $15. And Aspire Dental has sponsored that. And so we're going to have lots of fun things, giveaways and all kinds of stuff. And we're encouraging people to come in costume, people of all ages.
Great. Costume of anything appropriate to the Princess and the Pea, which was the story that spawned it all. Thanks, both of you. Let's go out with one of the songs sung by the... by Winifred, who is in that role, the role originally created by Carol Burnett, and it's simply called Shy.
Hey, Nani, Nani, is it you?
Hey, Nani, 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 no.
Hey, Nani, Nani, is it you?
Hey, Nani, 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 no.
Hey, Nani, Nani, is it you? Or you, or you, or you, or...
Nani, Nini, Nuni, Nani.
No, no, no! Someone's being bashful. That's no way to be. Not with me, can't you see? That I am just as embarrassed as you, and I can understand your point of view. I've always been shy. Sure, try, though I'm frightened and shy. And despite the impression I give, I confess that I'm living a lie. Because I'm actually terribly timid and horribly shy.
Jesmyn Mearns in the role of Winifred, singing Shy, from this production of Once on a Mattress. So that's in Sandpoint, and it's also happening this weekend in Kettle Falls at the Woodland Theater, so you can find out about that.